If you were ever curious about Knife's sampling process, he's gonna share some of it here. He basically reveals his mindset around sampling and gives a couple of techniques on how he creates his beats. Also, some of these are from a while ago, and they are intended to inspire you and not for you to carbon copy it. No one's gonna give up their whole secret sauce, and even if they did, you would never be able to do it like that producer. So let's check out Knife's process.
If I have a loop or a part of the sample that I want, I piece it together in my mind like a puzzle. I have this part. I have a middle to go along with it. Now I need an end.
I've sampled so many groups. I done chopped up so many records. But the thing about it is, cats would know if it's me.
Right.
If I did the beat. Because I use the sample the way the other producers don't use it. Same with Just Blaze. Mm-hmm. And some records I listen to, I skip it off. I say, man, that's a Just Blaze sample. I can't use that. Because it sounds like Just.
Right.
So that's hard. That's a hard thing to pull off. And a lot of cats, you know, I was having a conversation with Rook from Justice League from Atlanta. I did a beat for one of their artists by the name of Laws. A joint I did called Shine. And I was playing it for him on the joint, right? And he was like, just staring at me like, I'm like, what's the problem? He was like, man, you chop, like, you can chop samples. Like, that's hard to do. Chopping a sample and making the sample make sense
right. For
your layman to understand.
Right.
And they really can't hear the chop until, you know, you take all the drums and stuff out of it, like, man, dice that joint up the bits.
You know, my process is, you know, listening to records, just going through a lot of records and searching for that feeling. And if a feeling hits me on a sound that I find, I just go from that and, you know, start chopping and find some drums. And like I said, I don't really overthink it too much. I just, you know, go with what I'm feeling at the time. And, you know, it can be nighttime, daytime, whatever, but cold or hot outside, I really am moved by the seasons and weather and, you know, my moods and stuff. So, you know, whatever I'm feeling that day, whatever, I just search for the sample.
This is your station, your workstation. Take me through your records over here. I've been to your house. Your records aren't all over here. Your records is all over here. So, what you got your records? Do you just pick one up, or do you have a feeling, or do you just drop the needle? What is this thing?
Man, it's I just drop the needle, man, and whatever comes to mind. Like, I try to, you know, sing the sample over. It rearranges in my mind to sing the sample over and try to create what I sing. Or create what I hear. I heard Dr. Dre say something about that. And I heard DJ Premier. And DJ Premier is meticulous with it. He says, I hear a sound in my head and I go through every record before I find it. And I'm not like that. But that's crazy. Like, he's did some bangers, like classic producers, but I can't do that. I have to, you know, what strikes me as I'm going through records, like what strikes me, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and it depends on the artist too. Like, if I'm looking for something for Beyonce, I'll do that. But I'm looking for something for you, I got these records over here, so.
And so once you hear the sound you want, you start rearranging it?
Mm-hmm. In my head, like, you know, like Dream Chaser joint, right?
Right.
Dream Chaser, this joint. So I'm sitting there, listen to the joint, and the sample comes on, and I sing the chop. How I want it chopped, I sing it first to myself, then I recreate what I sing.
Now what's that record?
Like,
who
are you? So all that is different parts of the song, but I try to sing the chop. So I might listen to this part, I'm like, ooh, I like that, record it. Skip to another part of the song, ooh, I like that, record it. And then take that part I recorded. Well, take the first part I recorded, sing that or whatever, and then try to find something to come after it and sing that, and then sing them both together, and then chop it.